Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And we want to welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. As we give God, amen, all the glory and all the honor. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Amen. We especially want to welcome all of our first time listeners across the globe. Please have a seat at the table as we serve breakfast. Amen. You are welcome. We call you a visitor this first time, but we call you friend and family as you continue to come. Amen. So thank you for coming. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we ask that you would please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. Okay, we want to continue this week, amen, in our spiritual warfare training, amen, that the Lord has given us, amen, the whole armor of God, amen, for our protection, and not only for our protection, but also to shield us from Satan's, the wiles of Satan, the trickery of Satan, amen, for he walketh to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And we can find this in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, and starting in verse number 10. It reads, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen. And this is definitely the word of God. Amen. For the people of God. Amen. And so we just want to, amen, thank him. So this is where we have been for the last 2 weeks. Amen. Really still teaching on the Holy Spirit, though, because without the Holy Spirit, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And when we partner with him, amen, he is the best partner in the world, in the universe. Most people look for good partners, marriage partners, business partners. But I'm telling you, our number one partner, amen, should be the person of the Holy Spirit. Today, we want to zone in on verse number 16. And it reads, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the evil. Amen. Above all, nothing happens without faith. Our whole armor is important, beloved. Every piece of it is necessary, but without faith, amen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, amen. I'm sorry, the book of Hebrews, amen, chapter number 11, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So above all, your most important piece, your most important piece, you don't want to miss any, you don't want to neglect any, amen, but the most important piece, glory be to God. I mean, like if you was really in a hurry and you just had to grab something and go, okay, if you had to grab and go, amen, it's definitely faith, amen, that shield of faith. So, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. When Paul wrote this letter to the church of Ephesus, he gave a full description of the spiritual weaponry that God has provided for every believer. In our verse this morning, beloved, amen, he refers to the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. You'll be able, amen, to protect yourself. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. You can extinguish all the flaming arrows. I mean, you can put every fire out. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. With the imagery, glory be to God. Y'all, I told y'all I'm still taking speech languages. I'm like Moses. I'm like Moses, but Lord, don't help me not to kick the rock. I feel like I'm like a Moses, amen, because I sort of like have a glimpse of the Lord has given me the vision for this ministry, amen, glory be to God, and a glimpse of where we're going, amen, but I sort of feel like Moses sometimes, amen, but Lord, don't help me to kick the rock, amen. But what Paul is describing here, beloved, is the Roman soldier's shield. And he uses this, amen, to illustrate the shield of faith that God has provided for you and God has provided for me. Now, when we look at up this word shield, okay, in the Greek, okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the picture of a Roman soldier's armory. It might be good for you to take a look at that. Research that today in your encyclopedias. If you still have encyclopedias, you know, you can always Google, amen. You can Google just about anything, amen. But just keep in mind that Google is a search engine and not a research engine. What do I mean by that? That means you can't really believe everything you read on Google. Now, you might have to back it up some more searching, okay? Because Google is a search engine and not a research engine. That's very important. Okay. But anyhow, amen, the Roman soldiers, amen, his shield, it was long and wide. See, it was wide in width and it was long in length. And the reason that the Roman soldiers used this word to describe their battle shields was that the shields was door shaped. It was the shape of a door. Okay. You know, most doors are long, okay, and wide. Okay. And that's the shape of the shield that they used to protect themselves. See, the door of your house. Okay. Of course, it wasn't that big, depending on how big your house is. But it was long enough to protect their bodies, all right? So if the Roman soldier was 6 feet one, okay, the shield was at least 6 feet one long, okay, and wide enough to protect their whole body, see? So it completely covered the Roman soldier, And this is why the Holy Spirit chose to use this word, beloved, as the illustration of faith. He is telling us that God has given us enough faith to make certain that we are completely covered for every situation. Just like the shield that completely covered a Roman soldier. Matter of fact, in you write the scripture down this morning, please, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Brother Paul writes this. He says, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. Why? Because there's no Christian life without faith. It would be unfair for God not to give everybody a measure of faith because you can't get saved without faith. See? So now God would be partial. See, but every person on planet Earth, every person, unbelievers, everybody is born, amen, with a measure of faith. Now, how much faith has God given you? See, he has given you enough faith to make sure that you are covered for any event that comes along in life. Any event that comes along, any event that happens in your life, anything, I don't care what the circumstance is, you have enough faith to endure that because otherwise, amen, God would not have allowed it to happen. So you don't need to worry or fret that God has given more faith to others than he has given to you. Rest assured in the fact that God has imparted enough faith to you to make sure that you are covered from head to toe. From head to toe, just like that shield covered that Roman soldier from head to toe, you are covered. That faith, beloved, like a wide and a long shield, it is adequate to cover any need that will ever come along in your life. Faith. In the majority of cases, the Roman soldier's shield was composed of multiple layers of thick animal hide that had been tightly woven together. It was usually six layers of animal hide. See, and they were specially laid together, woven together so tightly that they became nearly as strong as steel. Now, one piece of leather is tough. And those of us that have some real leather around the house, we know, boy, my God, leather is tough. But imagine how tough and durable six layers of leather would be. Because of how it was made, the shield of the Roman soldier was extremely tough, exceptionally durable. However, beloved, the Roman soldier's leather shield could become stiff and breakable over a period of time if it wasn't properly taken care of. Therefore, it was necessary for him to know how to take care of his shield. In order to keep those shields in good shape, the soldiers was given a daily schedule to maintain excellent condition of their shields. Each morning, when the soldier got up, he would reach for a small bottle of oil. After saturating a piece of cloth with that oil, he would begin to rub and rub and rub that heavy ointment, rub that shield. You might have seen them on some. I like to watch the history stories. I love history. And if you go back and watch some of those movies, glory be to God, with Moses and the Ten Commandments, and that glory be to God, you see the soldier oiling his shield, because we all know that leather will crack, especially if you got six layers of leather woven together. Oh, yeah, it needed the oil, see? And so they would oil the shield to keep the shield soft. They would oil the shield to keep it pliable, see? Any soldier who neglected this daily application of oil and allowed his shield to go without the necessary care, in effect, they was inviting certain death, because they needed that shield to cover them. They needed that shield to protect them. They needed that shield to guard them against the enemy. That shield required high maintenance. Their life depended on it. And if they didn't oil that shield, they were saying, in essence, boys, I'm ready to go. I don't care. I don't care no more. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. If not correctly cared for and properly maintained, the leather portion of the shield would harden. It would crack when put under pressure and finally fall to pieces. You ever had a piece of leather fall to pieces in your hands? Yeah, I know. Me too. Therefore, the end result of a soldier's failure to care for his shield was the loss of his own life. Paul says that this shield represents our faith, beloved. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit, and thank God for Brother Paul. This tells us that our faith, like the shield in Paul's illustration, represents frequent anointings of the Holy Spirit. Anointing. Fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall down on me, anointing fall, anointing fall. Anointing fall down on me. Without a fresh touch of God's Spirit upon our lives, our faith will become hard, our faith will become stiff, and our faith will become brittle. Just like the shield and the soldier's armory, beloved. The same way they had to lubricate that leather, to keep that leather soft with oil, glory be to God, we must be lubricated. Our faith requires high maintenance. What happens when you ignore your faith and allow it to go undeveloped? What is the result of never seeking a fresh anointing of God's Spirit to come upon your life? When a challenge comes your way, beloved, you won't be soft, you won't be pliable enough to stand up under the attack. A faith that is ignored nearly always breaks and falls to pieces in the midst of confrontation. Why? Because there was no oil. There was no oil. There was no anointing. The anointing is what gives us the power, amen, to do what God has called us to do. The anointing is what gives us the power to stand. It gives us the power to move forward. It gives us that power. Hallelujah. So, beloved, you don't always assume that your faith is always in top-notch shape. Instead, play it safe. Play it safe, beloved, and assume that your faith always needs a fresh anointing. And by taking this approach, you will always seek to do what is necessary to keep your faith alive, to keep your faith active, and to keep your faith well. Glory be to God, because nothing happens without faith. Faith without works is dead. Possible to please God without faith. Glory be to God. In order to walk in consistent victory, your faith requires high maintenance. Oil it up every day. All up your shield. If they said the soldiers every morning, soon as they got out of bed, they would reach for that oil and rub and rub and rub their shield to keep it soft and pliable. Beloved, every morning when you rise up out of bed, every night before you go to bed, come on, take that oil and rub, even in the middle of the day. With God's anointing, God's presence, God's power, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Take that shield of faith, and you will always be ready. You never have to worry about, amen, that leather breaking up in your hand. Huh? You never have to worry about it, no matter what comes your way. In the name of Jesus, no matter, hallelujah, what the Lord allows to happen, in the name of Jesus, no matter what the devil is able to sneak in, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. I'll live it, not without faith. Not without faith. Hallelujah. I close on this scripture right here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let me pull it up right quick so you can write it down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. 1 John, verse 5, number 4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. We have the victory because we have faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus. Precious Jesus, we have the victory. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we want to thank you for giving us spiritual weapons. We are especially grateful that you have equipped us with a shield of faith that covers us from head to toe. Because you have been so gracious to provide everything we need, there is never a reason that Satan's fiery darts should get. So we ask you to help us hold our faith up high. keep it out in front and march forward without any fear of what Satan might try to do to us. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And this is the word of God for today, beloved. And his word, amen, will not return unto us void, but it will always accomplish everything that we have set it to do. Amen. So we're going to start the week out. Amen. Hallelujah. By oiling up. Amen. Our shield of faith. Amen. And keeping that baby soft. Hallelujah. And pliable. Amen. To know that our faith is our victory. Okay. Bless Jesus. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer all of this week, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 p.m. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And this is our Friday night party. Amen. Bring your own praise. And so the world says, bring your own bottle. So what's that? B-Y-O-B. That's what the world says. But our acronym is B-Y-O-P. Amen. Bring your own praise. Amen. For our Friday night party, corporate, amen, prayer and praise. Amen. 10 o'clock on Friday. Amen. Lord's willing. And to God be the praise, glory, and honor. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to a good week. Amen. Whatever. Hot, cold, rain, snow. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever. Hey, whatever comes, we're gonna pray through it. We're going to pray through it. Amen. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to pray through it, because we are concerned. We are concerned about this Delta variant. We are concerned. Look, we know the news media controls everything. Sometimes it's good news, true. Sometimes, like Trump says, it's fake news, whatever. Amen. We are concerned, but thank God we have the good news. Amen. So we're going to override all the other news with the good news and make sure that we reach out to somebody this day, somebody this week with some good news. Amen. And we bless Jesus. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father God. Hallelujah. If you're a first-time visitor with us, please let it not be your last. Amen. Glory be to God. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. And come on back. Amen. We serve breakfast. We serve a hot breakfast every morning. A hot breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. We try not to give you no cold cereal. And then there ain't nothing wrong with some cold cereal now, because a full belly is a full belly. Amen. We like to serve it hot. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, as we go forth today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. Order our steps. Show us your pathway for provisions. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we love you. We say thank you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and you delight in his ways. Father, meet us at the altar prayer at 12 noon, back at 9. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, bless them for their faithfulness to serve. Father God, thank you, Father God, for the backup team touching and agreeing. Oh, Father God, because the strength, Father God, is in the agreement. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Not so much in the numbers, because we only need two or three. Hallelujah. Jesus only had 12 people in his church. Jesus only had 12 people in his church. My God, have mercy. And we get hung up on numbers. But Father God, we want to say thank you that we know number one, that we know the number uno. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not. Amen. Be broken. Amen. and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Everybody have a most excellent, awesome, powerhouse day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Alfreda. Amen.
Glory
signing out.
Can y'all just put your hands together like we down south and let's go to church? I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
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 We have.
We have a victory.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Keep your shield of faith oiled with the anointing. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.